three-dimensional quantum field theory in the world of 3D decrypties. Or in the very complicated subject of quantum topology. In the algebra, give you the algebra of flying defects. By the end of this talk, you'll be able to do computation involving line algebra. And of course, these two facts are not unrelated. And you're likely next week have a demo day for tutor will tell you how to relate these two aspects of within the algebra.
Just to clarify, are you saying the Verlinde algebra is a Frobenius algebra? Or you're saying it's actually a separate bunch?
The Verlinde algebra that we will introduce in today will be coming the Frobenius algebra.
It's the analog of the Frobenius algebra, but its area goes to zero limit to the angle.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
What is G-sub-K?
In the language of transitive theory, K will be just a level. G-sub-K means have a transitivity with good group G and level K. Any other questions? And just as 2D entity functions for something very interesting, the Verlinde algebra and the 2D geometries associated with Verlinde algebra also can be something interesting. So we will count some interesting algebra geometric properties known as non-even data. The same order as this. There are many other interesting connections. For example, there's the one with quantum cohomology or quantum K theory of Grassmannians. Discovered by the quantum cohomology. And that was the original. Or the KG reversal. And the least continued. So, concretely, today, the goal is to tell you how to go from the initial data that consists of a group and level to a community Frobenius algebra. And I will present a community Frobenius algebra using the following data. Here, it will be finite dimensional vector space. Over C and R denote multiplication. I will usually refer to this as the fusion rule or fusion product. bilinear pairing. And one
will give the unit.
And this data are subject to the following constraints. So, first of all, look at the algebra given by V with R and the unit. This will give you an associative and commutative. Given by f, number one, number two, number three. similarly, if one considers pairing it between lambda 1 and lambda 2, this will give you another measure. This measure will be lambda 1 and lambda 2, given by the very basic elements. So, to write down a concrete definition of for SU2, if we're familiar with the design, the physical function is all three lower limits. And this would be defined as summation of F lambda 1, lambda 2, upper limits. And it's a new lambda 3 with summation to the that's for SU2. Lambda 1, lambda 2, lambda 3 will take a very simple form. This fusion coefficient can either be 1 or 0. Put 1 if the sum of lambda 1, lambda 2, and lambda 3 is even. And further, the volume that I will refer to delta, lambda 1, lambda 2, lambda 3, is smaller than, smaller equal to 0. And it will be 0 otherwise.
And what are you denoting by delta again, please?
I haven't introduced that yet. Okay, so here, delta, lambda 1, lambda 2, lambda 3 will be the greatest of the following four numbers. Lambda 1 minus lambda 3, lambda 2 minus lambda 1 minus lambda 3. Lambda 3 minus lambda 1 minus lambda 2, lambda 1 plus lambda 2 plus lambda 3 minus 2k. So, if we are trying to write down the fusion rule for very large k, then you only keep these three conditions, or these three need to be small, and that reproduces the usual products in the replication ring of SU2. So these three conditions are basically saying that you can form a triangle whose edge is given by lambda 1, lambda 2, and lambda 3. And the third condition is telling you that the size of this triangle is not too large. So more precisely, if you divide them by k, then this triangle can actually fit in the group manifold of SU2.
And so you're saying that this 0, 1 thing, that follows directly from the definition?
0 and 1.
This fact about the S that you just checked, you can determine that from the definition, or how does it?
This is the definition.
Oh, you're.
I'm giving you the data that you can reconstruct within the algebra, right?
So, this is specifically for the Velinde algebra.
So, should I think of these coefficients as the sort of decomposition into irreducibles in like a group, or sorry, in a quantum group?
For compact legal, if you take k being very large, then indeed you just tensor representation together, and then you decompose that into irreducibles. Then this f will tell you what is the multiplicity. But this is slightly wrong for quantum group or affine or for loop. Here, if you tensor representation together, one with level k, another with level k, you get something at level 2k. Mm-hmm. Here you need to define some fusion product in some other way that tell me the thing.
That's not a problem for the quantum. That's only a problem for the affine.
Yeah, that's not a problem for quantum. That's also right.
Yeah, common group, and then you just pass them together, and then you become whole.
And that's what these coefficients are?
Yeah. Do that for the common group, you will get these coefficients. Then, lambda 1, lambda 2 will take a very simple form. It will just be the identity measures. Not lambda 1, lambda 2. So here we actually don't need to distinguish between lower and upper indices. But for more general rules, this will be slightly modified.
Can you say again, what do you mean it fits into SU2?
So later there will be a better point to explain this, but here this, remember that I was mentioning that this within the algebra tell you is counting some non-linear theta function over some modern space. And then this, all three of them fit from a triangle that fit in SU2, telling that there's some modern space that is not empty. So then it makes sense to do some counting. So that's the natural condition for this number to be non-zero. If this triangle is too large, then the relevant modern space that you want to look at will be empty, and then you will automatically get zero. Later you will perhaps slightly clearer. So,
can I just ask a question to orient myself towards what's going to happen? So the partition function of BF theory computes the volume of the moduli space of line connections, like you were saying, and I should be able to relate that to the infinite level limit of the dimension of the space of conformal blocks. So you're now setting up a framework that depends on K quantized. Is there like a sneak preview of how this is going to know about the finite
You will
level.
See very soon.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe 5 minutes.
Okay.
So, the unit is of course E0. Okay. So all of this data, the claims that all of this data will define for you a community forbidden sample. It's kind of obvious that it's going to be associative, but it's not a trivial exercise to check that this is actually commutative. Once you check that, you can prove that it's itself that you're really having a 2D difference. So, are not perfectly familiar with the relation between 2D TKT and Frobenius algebra, I will just draw maybe a few features. So these will be what the 2D TKT associates to S1. And here we have the 2D TKT function. And star will be one of the 2D TKT associated with an L path with two incoming boundaries and one outgoing boundary. And the bracket will correspond to what 2D TKT associated within the two incoming boundaries. And the units will be 2D TKT associated to and then you can apply the TKT rule to rule all these data to get interesting partition functions in the 2D TKT. So, for example, for genus. And then, if you want to compute the partition function of the 2D TKT, then you can cut the genus 2 service. This way. And then the TKFT will tell you that this partition function will be the summation over lambda 1, lambda 2, lambda 3 of the fusion coefficients. The fusion coefficient can only be 0 or 1. So the square equals to itself, so if I remove the square. And then if you compute this, you will find the interesting answer. 1 over 6, k cubed plus k squared, and now over 6, k plus 1. Well, what is this number? This number also happens to be the k plus 1 tetrahedral number. So in other words, if you want to form a tetrahedral pyramid using balls, and the number of balls you need will be this number. So apparently there is some tetrahedron in the game.
Where is that?
So you can find the tetrahedron by looking at the space of lambda 1, lambda 2, and lambda 3, and plot the non-zero fusion coefficients. Because the legal value of the lambda between 0 and 1 has to be inside. And then this capital delta smaller than 0 will give you 4 conditions. And they correspond to the 4 phases of this tetrahedron. It's helpful to use colored color. Then the fusion coefficient can only be non-zero inside. So you see that the problem indeed becomes the problem of counting balls that in a tetrahedral pyramid with k plus 1 layers. So this makes sense. And to answer that question, let's zoom in to this leading coefficient. This leading coefficient is 1 over 6. And there are at least 2 interesting ways to rewrite this number. The first way to rewrite it is that 1 over 6 equal to the root of CP3. And the second way to rewrite it is that 1 over 6 equals to 1 over chi squared, the value of Riemann zeta function that because this number exactly equals to chi squared over 6. So I'm not lying here. So what's going on? It also happens to be the modulized space of vector matrices, as you saw by vector matrices, which is a two-dimensional surface. this is one of the rare cases that this modern space is actually a smooth kind of manifold. And then, as Natalie mentioned, there is a synthetic form we will refer to as the Atia plot, synthetic form. And it will be the generator of the second cohomology with integer coefficients.
Let's take that.
So I don't really compute the thematic one given by this one. Then you will find that this equals to the given
equals to 1 over 6.
So the general supply this really to partition function of the partition function of Yang theory for to the zero coupling limit for genus to third. Would equals to the following expression, 1 over dimension of R to, here this is supposed to be 2g minus 2, but in this case it will just be 2. And then we're supposed to sum over all irreducible representations of S2. The dimensions of irreducible representations are given by integers. So this will equal to the value of zeta function. And in general, to relate partition function of the Young theory is the volume of the modern space. And if you practically take into account of that, you will find that this will equal to this thing around the word pi square, or over pi square, this pi square. And then you can try that. The Amiel theory reveals for you the synthetic form of as a general feature, for the large k limits of this 2D t crab t that has k dependence, we have the following expression. So, what then again? If we consider the k equals to the of a partition function of this 2D t crab t algebra. Genus tree dimensions, then one look at the limit of this, the following expression, 3g minus 3. This is equal to the volume of the modern space of 5 dimensions. In other words, the leading coefficients. So when you compute this partition function, you will always get a polynomial with degree 3g minus 3. And then you just look at the leading coefficients. And that will produce for you the volume of the modern space of flat connection. And in general, this is related to the partition function of 2D Yang-Mill theory via this formula. And indeed, you can check that in the special case that g equals 2, you can reproduce this pi squared. So the formula with the Cartesian function of this T prime P is also the key part of this leading coefficient. So
why should this be true?
Why should this be true? Let me also postpone that question.
Are there similar features for other gauge groups?
Yeah, this is completely universal. So for whatever gauge group, you have this modern space, and then you have the algebra associated with that, and then you take the log k limit.
Does this formula apply to all G, or do you have to change some coefficient somewhere?
So this part applies for all G. This part is specific for.
Is there a question?
Yes.
Two maybe stupid questions. One, is this some kind of localization formula on the Lagrange space?
So it will be a limit of not exactly localization formula, but index in the sense of what you might wrong.
Question two is like, do you know the other coefficient in anything?
Yeah, that's also what I'm going to talk about. So, you guys are very good at anticipating the directions. Yeah. So, any further anticipation?
Sorry, just a confusion. I thought the Yang-Mills partition function depended on the area of the surface.
Yeah, so here, this is the zero area limit.
Okay.
What?
So this could also be Z BF for BF.
Yeah, maybe I just write Z BF to avoid. More questions. So this formula has other coefficients, and the coefficients are rational, but this is always an integer in the end. But the question is that, what is this counting? This counting something? The answer is yes. The number of holomorphic sections of that line model. So the case power of this modular space.
Great. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So on the top right part, you have this Z Yang Mills of G with this genus 2 surface is the sum of 1 over Dimar squared.
Yeah.
I understand that the numerics work out here, but actually, where did you get the sum over the dimension squared from?
That's appeared in Natalie's lecture. So there are different ways to the different basis for the models for the Hilbert space of the Hamiltonian circle when I ever use tangent classes or representations. Then if you use representations, then when you do cutting gluing, you see that you will just be gluing the inside of the representation and this is particular summary. So I don't like to say too much about it because this talks about within the
Yes. Can you just like if it were genus 3, what would the formula be? If it were genus 3, what would the version of your formula be?
2g minus 2.
2g minus 2.
Yeah, 2g minus 2. Yeah. This will equal to theta 2g minus 2.
Okay.
So one can also reproduce this formula later in the limit. Using the Berliner form, but I don't know whether I would be able to get to that. So, the modern space of flat connection can be identified with the modulus base of holomorphic juicy bomb. Over the club sigma. And over that, there is a four-dimensional line model, sometimes referred to as the determinant line model. And the formula is computed by the number of home intersections of the Alpha power of the line model. So, what we then refer to is as non-linear data functions. We call that for human. U1 is not allowed, strictly speaking, because we want simply connect and simple move. But for the time being, let's take G equals to U1. And GC will be equal to C*. And then the moduli space of homomorphic GC combo. And will be identified with the Jacobian of the German service. And then, once you pick a point on the German service, you will obtain a crystal polarization of Jacobian variety in a single line model. And then this is, a homomorphic section of this is sometimes referred to as the German theta function. And if you take L2 K's power, it will be really the data power of wire K. So, therefore, it's kind of justified to call the moving section here as non-Hilbertian. The functions. So I believe this thing perhaps dates back to 100 million. And it's an interesting and very important question of the geometry to understand the state of home section. So in the case of in the case of genus 2, this is something also, again, very simple. So for genus 2, this L will just be a topological bundle of 1. Now you are talking for Murphy section of 1 to the k's power. Okay, and how to count homomorphic sections of the line bound OK over CP3. This is a unit problem with a well-known solution. And our parent slowness should be homogeneous. Polynomial. Four variables. Of 3D. And of course the basis of this space is just given by monomials. So one can just count that. So how to count that? For k equals 1, there's only constant function. So that's the only homomorphic function on CP1. For k equals 2, sorry, for people's fun, then there are four. The sample can view them as vertices of a set of people. Like this. And then for k equals to 2, you still have vertices, but then you need to fill in between, and then you get the kind of 0. Then you see that the dimension of this is exactly filled by the tool. Just get this formula. So there's no mystery that why you get back the symmetric bulk of this model space.
What's a Todd class mean?
Some characteristic class that you use in for the incremental form.
Okay.
So you can define Todd class for any vector bundle. Here is precisely Todd class for an intended bundle. And one way to do this computation is to maybe use splitting principle. And there is a nice formula that tells you how to express Todd class in terms of the trend rules. So, if you want, I can write that formula to you, but it's not too many dimensions that you start fitting in. The top class will start with something like 1, but something else that has no change. So, in the large K limit, the leading coefficient will just be obtained from the highest power here. Here is a 1. So, then you see that you get exactly. So, any questions at this point? So, because this is a mathematical object. Would be a big prime if I only talk about SU2. So,
and the answer is
and let me define for you the Wendel algebra for Drenner's cube.
What you do is the following: you take the pattern of G.
And then you look at k plus h times the killing form. So here is the killing form. H is the dual proximal. this in order for you a map from T to T star. And you can exponentiate this map to get a map from T to T star. And then you define a set F to be the kernel of this set. So there is the distinguished origin of T star, and you look at the pre-image of that under this map. It will just be some kind of function. Set F, first you remove single elements in S. You have elements that that's not true stabilizer and will act on the rival. And then you quotient that by action of the rival. And that's your space V. So what's the calculus now? Well, you just multiply these functions. So in this case, it's very simple. And to the truth of the particular basis, so a complete basis. Will be given by the character associated with lambda, and by definition, this is the following. Slightly non-standard form, but given the lecture by Matt this morning, this is the right form to write a well character form, because this is what comes out of localization calculation. So then obviously this, for any lambda, this will give you an element in P. The claim that this is a complete basis by that lambda to run through all integral form. Many certificates. So we let lambda run through all the domains such that the product of lambda with the highest root theta, so that's what we call it A. The theta here is known as the highest. So the unique long root in the big cloud and all that is that function is function of Y. This is a complete basis. And the algebra is, of course, just multiplication of the function. And then this will be given by this is only number 0. Number 1 and number 2 are giving you complex conjugate representations. Wrote down for you previously, and I promise you that you get exactly the same. So, what's nice about this presentation? This presentation makes it obvious that there's an easy way to diagonalize the future. That we want another basis by maybe W gamma such that W gamma times W gamma prime would be proportional to lambda lambda prime W lambda. So if we have we manage to find a tangential basis going from this basis to a basis on the fusion grid becomes diagonal. Then computing the Poisson function of the 2D defect tree will be really easy. Because, well, the algebra will become a direct sum of the function of will become any cost of C. So, and in this presentation, it's very clear that such basis exists because f prime for w is the finite set. And then you just keep the delta function supported at each point. So what's more interesting is that you can canonically identify this set with the set of integral representations. So here, these are labeled by lambda, and we can get and back here is to send lambda to lambda plus rho, where rho is the value vector. Then we use the Cuneiform form to convert that to an element in T, which is the divided by the exponential. So anyway, there's a way to canonically identify. So if we have lambda delta function that is only non-zero, the point is that was not lambda inside. Then the transform, the other matrix of basis change is simply the matrix of basis change is simply that is just evaluate it makes sense. And then this is the matrix of basis change. And this actually turns out to be a very interesting quantity.
So there's a way to get an S matrix by multiplying an overall constant to this basis chain. So here, this is some constant that is fixed by the property that S is actually unitary. And with the algebra, I define for you a 2D geometry, but it turns that it is the interpretation of a 3D geometry. And then this is a way to get the S matrix in the 3D geometry. I look at the 2D geometry part. So and this formula is basically what within this paper, within this original paper, it's about. So this line is saying that S transformation back line to future. In this way, you can easily compute the partition function of the 2D geometry. An interesting exercise is to actually do this computation. You find that for genus G, Riemann surface, this will be simply given by the summation of 2 minus 2G power with the summation over all lambda. And this formula has a name, it's known as the and if you play with this and then if you take log k, you can actually reproduce the partition function of the MU theory. You can reproduce this Riemann data function. So let me end with an example for SU2. S lambda mu is simply given by a minimum 2 plus delta square root I lambda plus 1 mu plus 1 divided by a plus 2. And you this into this formula, then you get the original Euler formula that appeared in his paper. So there are many things to say, but we have time to do that.
Is there some two-dimensional Lagrangian reconstruction to derive all these things?
Yeah, so one can start with the Lagrangian given by gauge W. And then one can work with local operator there, and then one can, but this is already GKFT in the physical sense. So the path integral has no dependence on the metric. So it's GKFT in the short side. And then you can play with this to, in principle, we can play with this to get all this data. But I think it's slightly easier to just use. The theory is the same as 3D transaction theory. So it's slightly easier to use, I think, 3D transaction theory to derive this formula. Another interesting fact about the theory is that here it seems that it's of Schwarzschild. But you know that 3D transaction theory
roughly the same as 3D n equals 2 superposition sign theory. This theory is not topological, but it can be partially twisted along sigma. It seems that there is also a different realization of this theory as a cohomological defect of Newton type. And then one can ask whether that gave you some interesting new information or interesting new structure from the algorithm. And indeed, this is still an open problem. And for 2D unreal theory, there is already a cohomological formulation. It would be interesting to see whether that further lines to win the algebra line. Yes.
Why is it confusion?
So, in the confusion theory, you are putting operators together. So it's like fusion. Really good.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay, let's thank you again.